By all accounts, taking a ferry or boat ride is cheaper than a plane ticket. On an early Saturday morning, the Rainforest Islanders' Captain Eric Yancey is ready for a long day of transporting groups of people back and forth to Mitkoff Island, where the town of Petersburg is.
When we kind of get done today with the wrangle stuff, myself and the deckhand are headed out to Kaufman Cove to spend the night there because early Sunday morning we're picking up the Wrangell High School basketball boys and girls teams, bringing them back to Wrangell, and then back-to-back trips bringing the Pee Wee wrestlers home back to Wrangell.
This weekend is mostly sports teams, the AAU girls basketball and the Pee Wee wrestlers. In total, he's transporting close to 150 people, but there's a few other passengers on the ferry, including a couple of cars that want to get to Petersburg on Mitkoff Island. He's making three trips to accommodate everyone who needs the ride, and then heading to Kaufman Cove later this evening. He also assists the fuel barge when it brings fuel into Wrangell.
Usually it's just a phone call from somebody going, hey, what do you got going on? Can we do it on this day or that day and these times? And yeah, just negotiate that all out, depending on what's going on. And everybody's generally pretty great at adjusting a little bit if need be, you know? And so, it works pretty well.
Yancey says that he transports people in almost all weather. In the winter time, it's mostly for sports. Summer brings on outdoor enthusiasts. He also transports people to regional events like the Little Norway Festival in Petersburg.
Even though it's a short little run, it can get like really rough out here. So there could definitely potentially be like, yeah, I don't think we're going to do that today. Be kind of rare, you know, in this boat, but still I can see it happening.
Yancey says some passengers, especially the kids, get excited when the weather is bad.
It's been really fun working with the school systems and the kids, you know, cause especially when you get into younger ones, they're kind of all excited, you know. And even like on some of the trips where they've been rough, they're loving it and go faster, hit the waves harder, you know. And it's kind of like really fun, but I go like, no, we're not going to do that probably. It's already rough enough.
Yancey also likes to do fun little side trips to expose his passengers to wildlife, such as porpoises, dolphins, and sea lions. On this trip back to Wrangell, we swing by a nearby island to visit some stellar sea lions on the island rock. He says his operation makes it convenient for transporting kids for sports games when the communities are close together. It's a way of life here in Southeast Alaska.
Because of the dynamics of Southeast Alaska, it's just not necessarily like jump in your car and drive 40 or 50 miles to go home. So a lot more to it, but we all get it, you know. Most everybody's lived here for so long, it's part of the lifestyle that you have.
Penny Allen is on board today. She's the Amateur Athletic Union Girls Basketball Team's coach. She says they utilize all water transportation services to get the girls to the games.
We take whatever charter boat we can. We try to, you know, spread the wealth, but yeah, we can get everybody in one boat on this one, so it worked out for us, yeah.
One of the basketball players, 8th grader Selah Proviance, says the team rode on the ferry last year for middle school basketball.
Whenever we have games, like whenever we're close by, like in Craig or like Petersburg, we use the boats, but like not when we're like go to Juneau or Sitka. We usually use the plane when we go there.
Proviance's teammate, AJ Roundtree, says last year they took a plane to compete in Juneau and then ferried back.
It's really fun, especially when you have to wake up at 3 a.m. to get off the ferry.
During the second trip of the day, the Rainforest Islanders shipped the Wrangell Wolfpack, also known as the Pee Wee Wrestlers, to Mitkoff Island. Coach Jeff Davidson says since he was in sports as a kid, transporting by boat was always a way of life.
I spent hours, even days on the ferry traveling back and forth for wrestling, basketball, so on and so forth, where we would be gone for 3 or 4 days, get back on Sunday, have school for 1 or 2 days, and then turn right back around, get on the boat and take off. And I have some of my fondest memories because I'm traveling with my buddies, I'm hanging out, and it's mostly chaos, but it's also a controlled chaos.
Student teams traveling by ferry rarely happen anymore because the ferry system has dramatically cut back its schedule. The state's ferry fleet is old and needs constant repairs. The system has also suffered from short staffing. But smaller boats have helped fill some of the gaps on shorter trips. Davidson's wife, Bree, says that water transport has another type of meaning to her.
Our first year dating, I was fishing out of Petersburg and he was here working. And so we actually, Eric made our whole, you know, first year of really getting together possible because of Breakaway Adventures, because I was able to get back and forth. Or Jeffrey likewise.
Spencer Stabby, the owner of Breakaway Adventures, bought the company from Yancey in the height of the pandemic. He too transports people, but they're limited to jet boats, so he can't transport a vehicle. But that doesn't stop the company from transporting other things that could be potentially difficult to haul.
Moved a horse on there from Wrangell to Banana Point. On the motivator, so yeah, that was kind of probably the most memorable one. It was kind of funny. I was a little worried that the horse might get a little squirrely, but yeah, he just stood there, took the ride, and got off, walked right off, and into a trailer, and went to town in Petersburg.
The caretaker was not with Stavvy or the horse on the boat. Stavvy says he also moved goats to Petersburg. Besides that, the company moves people for similar reasons: sports, fishing, and tourism, and many other types of reasons.
Families that have, you know, split parents, basically, so they maybe kids go over there for the weekend and they're coming back. A lot of things like that.
Stavvy says they also transport healthcare workers who serve the island communities. He says he likes to think of transporting people more as a service than making money off of the community members. In Wrangell, I'm Colette Zarnicki.